We're about to have an open podcast. I bet you, pal.
Yeah, I bet you.
You should try one of these nuts I got.
You're an effing nut.
All right, are we on?
We're back.
John's
a piece of shit.
Oh, my God, dude.
He let his diabetes own him.
Zach is such a bitch. He's such a...
He lets his diabetes own him.
Own him? What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, I gave you some ice cream off of my back. Ice cream
bitch,
that I would have liked to enjoy.
Said,
jokingly.
So I threw it away.
Yeah, John threw it on the ground.
It's
riddled with dog hair. And now he's a giant bitch who's still low.
It was.
John came into this. I told him I would prefer. I said, John, I'm a little bit sleepy. I want to get a start. I just got a promotion at work. So I want to get a start on the new day on Monday. And John said, oh, I'm going to show up early with low blood sugar and then bitch at you for not having juice in your refrigerator.
You guys should see Zag's refrigerator. It's like three lemons, pickled onions, and lemon juice.
And everything that I had with sugar in it, I gave it to him open-handedly. And you know what he did with the Christmas spirit? He threw it on the ground.
After you
with
were
dog
a bitch.
Hair. I said, oh, yeah.
Did you toss it?
I said, I got some old ice cream.
Did you toss it?
Yeah, no kidding. It was riddled with dog hair. I didn't ask for peanut butter ice cream and dog hair. Yeah, anything that drops. There's no 5-second rule here. Riggs owns this land.
Your dog hasn't come in here, and it didn't land.
You're a piece of shit, dude. Okay, well, then you should eat it.
You eat shit.
No, you should eat. Yeah, if that would help your blood sugar, I would willingly help you eat
shit.
Yeah,
I doubt it. You're an asshole, man.
Oh, please.
You're an asshole.
Oh, man, you want to be like the transgenders? Is all I'm supposed to talk about is your diabetes every time I walk around
you? I don't want you to talk about it at all. All you are is an asshole.
Oh, okay, well, then why'd you get so mad at me? You are such a prick-ass bitch when you have a low blood sugar and you don't even notice it. You came in here giving me attitude like I owed you juice.
Oh, my God.
Like I owed you juice.
Start this over. You're doing a terrible job.
What?
Yeah, you're just showing your ass.
All right. Well, then we should do this on tomorrow.
I'm not coming back. So we can do this one now or we can do it never.
Start it over. What have I said?
You said, I'm a jerk and I'm a jerk.
Yeah, I think you were acting like a big-ass jerk when you walked in here.
No, you're saying that when you talk.
I think you were acting like
yourself.
A big freaking jerk when you walked in here.
I think you've been acting like a jerk all day. You can come at 7 or like frick you. And on Friday, I couldn't come at 8:30. You had no plans.
8:30? I don't want to do this at 8:30.
I gotta go to bed.
People were here at 8:30. Hudson's fiance surprised me at 8:30.
Hudson's fiance surprised you?
She was here. Trying to do a podcast when people are surprising you at your house at 8:30. It's a tough order.
And when I gave
you
a list of Christmas videos.
You're busier than me that I have nothing going on.
When I told you to pick from this list of Christmas movies, you picked the worst one.
Yeah, because I wanted to hate on something, but I didn't think I was going to come in here hating on you because you were being such
a
prick bastard.
You wouldn't have had to hate on me if you weren't being such an asshole.
I wasn't.
Yes, you have
I stay
been.
Out of the I stay out of the grain. If that makes me an asshole, then I'm an asshole.
Yes, that's exactly what makes you an
asshole.
No, staying out of the grain is asshole.
Okay, well then, sure.
Thank you.
But you were being an asshole when you got here today.
No,
I rushed over here so fast with the low blood sugar that I expected all of your sugars and sweets around Christmas time.
And you didn't have any?
Well, that's your
fault.
That's
amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
here's
you
a
had
nut,
sugar.
Dip face. Have one of these nuts.
Yeah, you should.
I've been living for them.
Yeah, you should.
You're lucky
probably
you just
miss
got
one. Got no nuts.
Yeah. You have 5 nuts.
Thank you.
On your face.
Movie night. Movie night. Movie night. Ain't no doubt we about to watch one. Movie night. Turn it on. Gotta get it started. Let's watch a movie tonight. 'Cause movie nights are always the best of times. Gotta keep on watching.
Got to keep on watching, and that we do.
That we do. The only thing I hate more than John right now is the movie Red One.
Who gives someone a carton of ice cream and doesn't bring a spoon?
I gave you a
where is it?
Spoon. You threw it on the ground with the rest of it, you piece of shit. Oh, my gosh.
Fabricated.
Fabricated. No, I gave him a spoon. I had used that spoon prior, but I didn't think that would be a big deal.
Well, I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I threw it on the ground. If it existed.
You're such a bitch.
I hate the movie. Just thought it wasn't good.
What is your rating?
Ready? One, two, three.
6.9.
Oh, 6.9? Yeah.
I think that's a little too high for Red One. I did not like this movie at all. I didn't understand who it was for.
Yeah, true.
I was moving my freaking microphone.
We're
all just
make it sound better.
Clink, clink, clink.
I think what would have solved all this if you would have just done Friday. Every time I suggest a time, you're like, nope, no can do, gotta go to sleep.
Yeah, because it's always 8:30.
Dude,
8:30.
This is crazy.
There's two people in this room, and there's only one person in here that ever shows up to work on time. You beat me to meeting one time, and you acted
you
like
when you showed up late last week?
When?
Last week?
At that meeting?
2 minutes late.
Did not.
2 minutes late. I was 15 minutes early.
The meeting didn't even start.
If you are 5 minutes early, you're 2 minutes late.
And I was not the last person into that meeting. When you show up late to a meeting, you were literally moseying in 20 minutes after the prayer. Amen.
I even told
Dana
you
even adds
we don't
it to
have
his
a
prayer
meeting
sometime.
Tomorrow,
Dana says,
you...
Dear Heavenly Father, I hope John can show up on time every once in a while.
But do you need me that bad? Do I need
no,
to do
please.
Everyone's
you
job?
Could, you could not
if I show
be
up
that meeting,
late,
you would
I need
be
you guys
fine.
To figure it out, and then I come in. You host the meeting. I fix your mistakes.
You never fixed one of my mistakes.
Tell that to the warranty sheet.
Warranty sheet? You wouldn't. You told me to run the effing meeting, and you told me to run the meeting, tell and that. Then I said one thing that you didn't like, and you were like, whoa, 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 because I'm the king of warranty. You don't know shit about warranty. And then all of a sudden,
I just sat there,
lip-sealed Second Son Syndrome, because this loser...
The reason Second Son Syndrome exists is because normally the second son is wrong. And then
I've seen
up.
A lot of stuff
he
that you do that's wrong, and
up.
I say, hey, well, I guess we'll just listen to him until... I'm in
name
charge.
It, name
you
it.
Do it right.
You will never be in charge until I die. And that maybe that's why. Maybe that's good. Why you don't keep any sugar in your house, because you're just hoping that if I have a low here, you can kill
no
me.
No sugar in my
How
house.
How about you keep some juice
around?
You
just ate 15 marshmallows. Juice.
I didn't eat a single marshmallow.
If you want to keep juice in my refrigerator, I implore you to, and I can promise you.
Yeah, why?
Hudson
so Matt and Hudson can steal it? I'm not worried about you.
You know what? You know what's
Matt
funny
about
Olivia coming over here in I name dropped. I don't. Nothing
That's
wrong
fine.
With her, but so no. It's just the story that I just am so confused about what I'm supposed to charge at mm-hmm. this point, because Olivia lives in like Charleston, South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and she like got in on this conversation between me and Matt, because Matt's like, oh. I live at your house, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's going to be like $800 to $1,000.
Yeah.
And so I go on the high end, and I say $1,000, and Olivia's like, you think you could charge somebody? She's pretty country.
Yeah.
That's the reason I'm doing this. You think you'd charge somebody $1,000 to live in Palmetto, Georgia?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm pretty sure I can.
Yeah.
And everybody was looking at me like I was a freaking psychopath for charging $1,000 for rent in a 4-bedroom, 3.5 bath.
Yeah, it's a nice house. What's she paying for rent?
Like, she was like, I pay the same. And, like, I'm pretty sure she shares walls with two other people.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe...
Like, you knock and they'll knock back. No, not going to happen with me unless there's a ghost outside. Here we go.
Oh my god. See, that's you.
Christmas bells ring them loud.
What you should do is be like, you know what? I'm worried for my brother. Not, oh, your disease is such a hindrance for me.
John's
here's my favorite ice cream. It's old and there's no spoon.
It was not that old.
And also,
I said old ice cream.
You could easily charge
$1,000.
If they didn't want to pay $1,000, go find somewhere to live.
That's exactly what I said.
That's what it costs.
And she was like, well, I live in Charleston and you live in Palmetto. And I said, so you can't compare them. Well, like, find me something around the area that's comparable and then I'll listen. But until this point, I'm going to charge Matt if he wanted to live there, which, quite frankly, I hope he doesn't.
Yeah.
I'd rather pay $1,000 not to deal with an argument.
Yeah, yeah. So be like, you can pay me $1,000 if you want, and if not, then I'll do it myself.
Yeah, I'll pay for it myself and be in crippling debt.
That's okay. You want to deal with Matt?
Yeah. Son of God. Yeah, I just got to debate people about prices. I need like country club friends.
Yeah, but they have their own houses, so you're kind of.
I would rather be the poor person in the country club than the high spender.
Oh, I thought you were saying for roommates. I was like, well, you're not going to get one.
No, I don't want a country club friend. Then I've been playing golf all the time. I don't want to play golf either.
Why, you and Cleve have been playing golf?
No, it got too cold. Or they just kicked me out of the group. But I need to start using that Canada Game membership because now they're just emailing me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get calls from the people at Canagate being like, hey, you want to go play golf, get some lunch, it's on us?
No.
They do that to me a lot.
Maybe because you've never used it.
I was a member like a year and a half ago. You guys never offered this.
How old are you?
Year and a half ago.
You're 27?
28.
You haven't been a member for 2.5 years. You're off at 26, your parents.
I was a member when I was in, like, high school.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So?
But they never wined and dined me then.
Because your number wasn't on the account.
Shame. I should take my number off.
Well, this movie sucked. I gave you a bunch of good options, and you picked the worst one.
What are your options?
Let's see. Shall we? Red One, Christmas Carol. I hadn't seen it. Violent Night. I thought that one sounded pretty good. Dana loves it.
Well, you didn't give any backstory to any of these.
I didn't say that Dana
I
loves
like
it.
To hate on The Rock.
I know you do, but you know what? Maybe you're secretly obsessed with them because I wouldn't have picked the Rock movie with The Rock and you did.
This is the newest one.
I know. It came out this year?
Yeah.
Well, came out like this Christmas. Boring. And
it was not even that boring. It was just like, what's the story here? And there were a bunch of plot holes. Like, one, so the villain was a witch, and her whole thing was putting everyone on the naughty list inside of snow globes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, one of the Chris's...
I'm not helping.
Chris. I'm sticking on pine.
Hemsworth.
All right, no. One of the Chris's
Pratt
and his...
Pratt.
No. One of the Chris's and his son, the other Chris, were in this snow globe, and, like, they were both... He was a level 4 naughty, and his son was a dick.
At least a level 2.
Yeah. And they got off after, like, one, like...
Nice thing.
Hug and apology.
Yeah.
So how are you going to keep the whole naughty list there if all it takes is one, like, epiphany to get out of the snow globe?
I bet many of them don't have epiphanies.
Ever?
Ever.
No, that's...
You're not going to sit in a snow globe and then all of a sudden become nice.
I think if you...
Well, like, maybe that was the whole point.
If you were in solitary confinement and were thinking about your wrongdoings...
Yeah.
I think you would, like, at least become partial epiphany before then.
Yeah.
Not if you're, like, a cannibal or something, but, like...
A cannibal.
Well, if you're a cannibal and all you're seeing is, like, a bunch of tasty people around you.
You might just eat them.
Yeah. Then all you're thinking about is eating the people.
That also, Christmas was an animated movie on Netflix. I was kind of surprised you didn't pick that one since Klaus was so good. And Arthur Christmas. I also haven't seen that.
The go back one.
That Christmas. Netflix.
It didn't look anywhere near Klaus level.
And then there was Arthur Christmas, which I've never seen, which is animated, which I heard was good.
With the rabbits?
I think so.
Arthur?
No, not that Arthur.
Be a rabbit?
I think so. Now that you said that.
Yeah, but his ears seem too round. I feel like he might be like a rat or something.
Maybe he's a rat. No, because he definitely has a bunny friend with long white ears.
Yeah. What is Arthur? A bear?
No. He's like a mole rat.
Gross.
I don't know what he's supposed to be.
Why did they make Arthur such a nasty animal?
He's ambiguous.
Yeah. Starting in the early 90s. What is Arthur?
So you don't wear your family crest?
I wear a gold watch and a gold necklace to flex on them.
I flex on them every day.
No, I can't do that.
Makes sense. My birthright anyway.
Yeah, well, you got it last, dude.
Last of how many?
Two.
Wow.
You're a follower.
A follower of what?
Aardvark. Now that I hear that, I
know. The aardvark.
Yeah, I knew that was the case.
Aren't aardvark? Huh? Oh, please. You follow me on so many. I liked it. Yeah, I thought it was a good idea. Good job.
Loser. You know, it wasn't a good idea throwing my ice cream on the floor.
You're a real bitch about the ice cream because it didn't even land on the floor and it was in a tub.
Every single crease of the opening rolled on the floor and then I picked it up and I shit you not, there were 100 dog hairs on that.
You weren't even going to eat it.
Yeah, I was. You said I was. I tried to make you feel better about stealing my ice cream.
You said you can have this old ice cream. That was definitely what you said.
Yeah, I said it was a little old trying to entice you not to eat my delicious ice cream.
I didn't, because you were being such a bitch about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember? I threw it on the ground.
Bitch. Oh. Maybe if I got you at about 65, but you were at about a 40 at that point, and you were being a little naggy bitch.
And you were on 100.
No, I was trying to de-neutralize the situation.
No.
John came in here, slamming pots, slamming pans, looking for juice, saying that it was my fault that he didn't have juice, and then all of a sudden, I was in the wrong. You guys should see him when he's got a low blood sugar.
They'll know. You should see me when I have a low blood sugar. My brother makes it all about him.
Getting you marshmallows and ice cream.
Here's my favorite ice cream.
Yeah, so, I hope you didn't bring those.
Don't eat it unless you really gotta have it. Huh?
No, you didn't.
What'd you say?
Shut up.
I wanted you to try the peanuts. Did you like them? Unfortunately, I ate most of them because you did
ate
the whole.
Most of them.
Because
you
pitched
them,
a fit about
you
the
ate them in a pit of rage, bitching about me not having juice.
Yeah.
You went home and got the Santa suits. Did you not?
I was at home and I was hustling, and then my daughter was like,
so what are you bitching?
I drank juice and I guess I was still low.
And then you came here.
And I drank juice. Did you hear that part?
I heard that part. I practically just
tuned
in
out
one ear out the other because
Zach.
It didn't seem anything like you drank. It must have been freaking sugar free.
No, it was full on.
Yeah, well, you are acting rock like hard sugar free. You're being a massive bitch.
My God, dude, you were just like crazy being a bitch when I got here.
I don't even know how we're gonna continue on with this one podcast. I don't want to say this podcast because then you'll just jump at the freaking ball.
Oh man,
because John thinks that this is
Zach
a hobby.
Is crazy. It is a hobby. Like I thought
it's
it was
more
fun.
Than a
then
hobby.
Then all of a sudden you try
we
to
have people that rely on
this.
Us.
You try to ramp it up like I haven't gotten busy.
If there is
and we
one person
less.
That relies on us to post once a week, should we not do whatever we could do, Mr.
McDuffie? I think he's just supporting because he likes us.
Yeah, well, is not that, this. Is that, not after why? He realizes you're just a massive freaking bitch.
Oh my gosh, dude. If he only knew you a little better, he would know that you were the big bitch. And I am the nice one. Like, everyone who knows the both of us, who, how many...
I turn it on for the podcast.
Turn on what?
I turn on my social level for the podcast. Everything outside of this, everything that I'm not getting paid for.
Yeah.
Not turning it on. Not turning on a wink. Almost having the podcast exhaust me more for normal day life.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, like, I turn up my social...
For the pod? And it turns you off during the day?
Yeah, and then I'm if like, just don't truth, talk to me. If you want to talk to me, talk to me during the pod. Talk to me during the pod.
If it's making you a worse person.
If you want to talk to me, talk to me when the cameras are rolling.
If someone knows both of us, and they had a vote, who's the biggest bitch?
Oh, have they ever seen you with a low blood sugar? And yeah, we just sit in a room and I'll be coddling you like a baby?
I'm sorry that you're having a tough
Don't talk to me right now. Here's I haven't had my coffee.
Don't eat it.
That's who you are. I haven't had my coffee yet.
You just said that you don't even talk to people because you use all your energy.
I don't try and socialize as more than I need to unless they're on the pod.
If they know that about you, they might vote you the biggest bitch.
Dude, you're a huge bitch. Maybe they would. Maybe they would vote me as a bigger bitch.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, they would.
Maybe. But you're
dude,
a huge bitch.
You always are being a bitch.
No, I'm not. I just don't talk. If the family group message talks every day and I don't have anything to say in it, why does that make me a bitch?
I didn't name that. You did. You must think that makes you a bitch.
Well, you guys yap so much, and then I'm like sitting there like, oh, man, I should probably say something. But every time I say something, it's
what were you
sarcastic.
Doing last night?
You guys said I didn't need to go.
What were you doing?
Sitting.
Wow. Yeah. Your niece's birthday.
My freaking...
And you're going to over here complain about a smidge of ice cream.
For the last 4 days, there were people at my home. And then the one day that nobody was there.
What does that have to do with me?
There's a niece's birthday. I see you guys. I've seen everybody all 5 days a week. 5 days a week.
What does that have to do with your niece?
5 days a week.
Was your
niece?
You
guys said I didn't need to come. I didn't even know it was a birthday party. You guys were like, oh, if you would have come together for pizza on a Saturday.
I didn't tell you it was a birthday party because I didn't want you to bitch about it. Like you tend to do.
Why would I bitch about it?
Because you say, oh, a 2-year-old birthday party?
Yeah.
Bitch.
I didn't have a 2-year-old birthday party. I don't know why you guys
are
this next generation of parents acting like every year is important.
That's what everyone has done since the beginning of time.
When do you stop it? When do you stop?
When they stop having birthdays.
Five?
What do you mean?
When they stop having birthdays, she's 28 years old. You're coddling her.
I would probably take her to dinner or something, just like mom and dad do for you.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Ever since step-nephew Jack came into the picture, it's a shared experience between the two of us, and you never heard me bitch about it until right now.
I think I probably have.
I probably made a joke about it, just like I did with your low blood sugar, but you were a little bit too irritable to understand that it was a joke.
You are irritable to me.
Yeah, well, same, bitch. Did you?
All right, 6.6 was the rating for
did
this.
Did you do the draft?
Yes.
Do you want to do the draft?
No, I did it, and I don't want to do it. Bitch question
go first.
Is that? All right.
I wonder how many times we've said bitch in this.
A lot. This is a draft of the best Santas in movies. All right. You want me to go first?
Told you to.
All right. Bitch. I'll take Tim Allen from Santa Claus. Why would you let me go first, just free of charge?
Shut up. I'll do Billy Bob Thornton, Bad Santa.
Wow, way low on my list. I'll take Klaus's Santa off the board. And I believe this Santa is the same Santa that is Klaus.
From Red One.
I'll look him up. Do you want me to look him up?
No.
What's his name? JK.
JK is a bitch.
It's JK.
John, that is a bitch.
Is it
JK Simmons?
JK Simmons.
Ed Asner. He's the Santa and elf.
That's a good one. I actually had him pretty high up. Small appearance, but great looking Santa.
Great Santa.
I'll take Kurt Russell in the Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah, I had him on my list, but I didn't know, like,
I thought he looks nice. Movie. He's got a good vibe about him.
I will do James Cosmo. It's a Santa Claus in the movie Narnia.
I have him on my list.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was his name, but the Santas was getting a little tight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I didn't want to pick any of the ridiculous ones.
I will do the Santa Claus and Fred Claus.
Oh, the guy, Big Fat Liar guy?
Yeah, what's his name? Fred, Paul...
Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
I'll do Vince Vaughn, same movie, but Fred Claus.
Oh, man,
so
that's a good one.
As Fred Claus.
I actually kind of prefer that answer. I will go the Claymation, The Year Without Santa Claus. He gets sick. I vaguely remember it. He looks like a good Santa.
I have no other ones.
I also had The Grinch on my list. He kind of reverse Santas it, but he pretends to be him. I also put The Miracle on 34th Street. I've never seen it, but it was on every list. What? What?
I just think this is the most ridiculous podcast episode we've ever had. Because usually we get our bitching out of the way in like the first 10 to 12 minutes.
How long do you think we've been going?
Intro. I don't know. 30.
Yeah, probably like 30.
How do you feel about the Superman trailer dropping now? And you're like, yep.
I've seen all those guys.
Met them.
Yeah.
That guy can't bench.
Yeah. Using that machine? Yeah, I am Superman.
Yeah. But the Superman movie looks sweet.
Does it? I didn't see the trailer.
The trailer looks badass. And
there's a dog in it.
It's Crypto. You don't know who Crypto
the currency?
Is. No. He's real. You don't know Crypto? Like, he's got, like, the same superpowers as Superman.
I mean, I saw that cartoon
like,
Superdogs movie, but I thought that was a cartoon.
No, that's Paw Patrol.
No. I'm thinking of one with Crypto. The one...
With The Rock.
The Rock.
Son of a bitch. I hate this guy.
Is The Rock the dog? You hate The Rock?
Yeah, I hate him.
What's his problem?
He sucks.
What's his problem?
I think he's 2 A-list celebrity. I hate most of those.
You hate people just
because
they're
famous?
You don't
remember the whole debacle with Oprah and The Rock in Hawaii?
Not really.
And then, like, every color... There was, like, blue roofs or something in Hawaii that were, like, the only things that were untouched. There was a lot of weird things that happened with that whole, like...
Blue roof?
Forest fire situation in Hawaii.
Oh, what? You think he's in Illuminati?
I think he's in something. I think that guy's a freaking dirtbag.
In what way?
I think he's a sick MF.
How?
I don't know, man.
You think he's in, like, blood rituals and stuff?
Same, like, I would put The Rock and Tom Hanks and Oprah in the same category. And Ellen DeGeneres. And maybe Robert Downey Jr. Allegedly.
But what are they doing?
I do not care.
But,
I hope to not know.
But
there's too
anything?
Many rumors. Like, is there any rumors going around with you that you were trying to, like...
Not famous.
Yeah.
Maybe we should cut the pot above a can or else once it blows up. And where are we really famous? Vietnam? Ethiopia?
No, it's Singapore.
Singapore.
Singapore!
You know the capital...
It's Christmas time.
You know the capital of Singapore?
Bangkok?
Singapore.
You're not even saying the first part right.
Singapore?
Singapore.
No, you're saying all the letters. A lot of those are silent.
No, it's Singapore.
Singapore.
I think you at least say the G for sure.
You're no, that one's Singapore. Certainly silent. You don't say
Singapore.
You don't say Knigget. You say Zach Knight.
Terrible example. It's definitely Singapore. No, Singa.
Sina.
No.
Singapore.
Singapore? Are you joking with me right now?
I think I was saying it right at first, and then you started being a bitch about it, so then I just
you
made
said
it.
Singapore.
No, Singapore.
Times.
I said Singapore the whole time.
Oh, bullshit. That's the first
Until
time
you started saying I was saying something I wasn't.
Singapore.
Last time we checked tape, you were way wrong.
No, that was a lie.
Really, but I had the whole video.
I said that I didn't say something, but I had mentioned it.
You said it verbatim.
But every time you stutter, it's like somebody is like rewinding the tape for 3 seconds. Philadelphia Fiascos.
Wasn't that like 2 years ago?
Yeah, well, I'm glad. Yeah, that was, but it was two podcasts ago because you'll never get your ass here at a reasonable time.
It was the older brother from Stranger Things and White Lotus. Was it
one of those? No, that guy was not from Stranger Things.
Yeah, he was. He's the guy that does the rock guitar.
Billy?
No, not Billy. But dude from season 4 of Stranger Things when he's like rocking out on the guitar and he's like.
That I think I'm pretty sure. Eddie Munson. That was from the Gladiator 2.
You're right, but this is. You said that you didn't say it was the older brother in Stranger Things, but listen to this first line.
It was the older brother from Stranger Things.
You're such a dipshit, dude. He's an older brother to somebody. I can assure you of that.
Well, later on in the video, you go on to say, "No, I never said older brother."
Yeah, it was like 3 minutes later.
No, the whole video is an hour and a half. If you want me to play the whole video, I can.
Yeah, well, it might give us some better content because you've been just a freaking...
I brought the best content, but you've been such a bitch, you haven't even let me reveal my game.
Okay, what's your game?
I have
you can eat the peanuts the fastest?
I have the best game.
You ate that off freaking camera. Took all the freaking chocolate peanuts for yourself.
Did you like yours?
Threw my ice cream on the ground. Yeah, it was a great peanut.
Yeah.
One singular peanut.
Let me see. Kid, you have bottled water? Oh, no, I forgot. All I got is a jar of pickles and two onions. Do you have bottled water?
No.
Can you go get a glass of water?
Sure.
While I finish setting up my game.
Kid told me this.
I meant to bring a bottle of water, but you were being so obnoxious, I had to hustle. Oh man, I hope this works. It's so funny. Okay. Have you ever seen one of these things?
These massage therapy things? Like, shock you? Like
yeah, dude, they're thing? So funny.
Is this like a pregnancy thing?
You can put them on your abs, and it evidently will feel like a period, but no. It's a massage. Oh. But when you put them on your forearm, I call it the gumbler because it'll just make your hand curl in on itself. Oh, man. This will cheer you up. I mean, it hurts a little bit, but, like, it's really funny. Yeah. So, like, it sends these little...
Why'd you buy them?
Because Ethan had one, and we were doing it all together, and we were taking turns, and it was, like, the hardest I've ever laughed in my life.
Oh, okay.
So, prepare to enjoy.
Well, I don't want to, like... We have, like, expensive equipment around here.
Oh, I mean, you're not going to, like, freak out.
Okay.
But your hand might, like, collapse in on itself.
But I'm holding a glass of water.
You're going to have to drink.
That's the part where I'm worried about.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, don't spill it like a freak.
Don't sweat it.
Let's see. I haven't used mine yet. So I'll try it first.
Water's in front of the camera.
Oh, you got me one too?
No, I just got one.
Okay. It's so funny, dude. I hope I don't, like, turn it on a zillion right out the gate. Let's see. Let's just try one.
Well, let me control it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I definitely need a controller.
No.
I'll do it periodically, but we definitely
need to. I gotta figure out how to use it first.
Maximum.
Come on.
You wanted to do this on camera?
If it would work, it'd be fun. I just don't know how to,
First you gotta scan the QR code, download an app.
How is your, fantasy team doing?
I think I'm gonna win.
It's 2 weeks, you know.
I know. I just have a lot of confidence that my team's gonna win. Until I'm wrong, I will stand on that hill.
I wish I knew what was going on. This is about to be
What's the cash prize for...
Oh, okay. I figured it out.
Oh, he's got it. Your hand's already, like, eating
something. Okay, so it, like... It
Move the water.
Okay. It, like, goes in pulses.
Yeah.
So, right now I'm on, two.
Well, what is drinking water with that hand proving?
I was just having a sip. I didn't really know how we should go about it.
This is your game.
Well, I really just wanted you to feel this thing.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
How am I going to feel it?
I'm going to bring it over there.
You've already done this before.
I know. I was getting my thing to work. Okay, I'm on pause.
What's your water drinking hand?
Right.
All right. We'll start with you drinking your water. I'll let you hold it, too.
I don't know if I want to hold it right out the gate.
No. Don't hold that right out.
All right. Why don't you stick it to your arms?
That's how it goes.
Thank God we don't have. We're notoriously low arm hair.
And this is for being such a bitch.
What are you gonna hit me on?
Okay, I'm
gonna do it like you can go to the max, but start at the lowest.
Is it going yet?
No, not that I can feel.
Okay.
Ah, I feel it now.
You don't have to do that with your hand. It'll do.
I'm still okay. I feel the tingling sensation, but it's not doing anything to my hands. Okay, I can, like, feel it pulsating through my hand, but it's not like it's closing
my
hand.
Are you tensing your hand?
Not a lot.
And you can feel it go again?
Yeah. Now my middle finger is going a little wonk.
Wow, you're on four. That's going up on two.
It's like lifting my hand up. Maybe I am tensing it.
Yeah, just be relaxed.
I feel like you got out of the wrong muscles. It's like picking my arm up instead of like closing my hand.
Let's try there. Going?
Yeah, I feel it. Turn it up to like freaking 11.
<It's> just, all right.
You got it on the wrong muscles.
No, it's on the wrong one, do you think?
I mean, like, this is just, like,
put
actively closing
want.
My wrist. I don't know what the frickin' arm looks like.
Yeah, that's what's so funny about it, dude. It makes you laugh.
Uh-oh. Ow! That one hurts.
Yeah, I put it on my abs and did, like, the period thing. And man,
they got a tough
hard time. know which hands it is.
Well, there's also a lot of different settings. So, like, we also have,
Do they not tell you where to, like, put it? Go to the max. Just max it out on me.
Different?
It's more like a heartbeat. It's, you can tell what it's doing from my fingertip.
That's crazy. All right, let's check out this.
Slower pulse. You can tell by what my two fingers are doing. That one sucks. Good in the max.
Okay, okay, let's go back to the first.
And then I'll try and drink water.
You did 8. Oh, dude, you're not going to be able to water. You were on 8.
I'm turning it off.
I turned it down.
My wrist was about to disappear. It was just curling in on itself.
All right. How is it going right now?
Give me max one time. Try and drink water.
All right, let's do that. It's
ready. Give me a 3, 2, 1.
Is it going right now, though?
Yeah, I can feel it heavily.
All right, I'm turning it up. 3, 2, 1. Oh!
Well, you gotta try it now.
I can't go that high.
What do you mean?
On 2, I was already getting gumbled.
No, you gotta at least try to drink water at max.
Okay, okay. Dude, there's no way I'm gonna do it. I don't know how you did that.
Well, I got a sip.
You manned that.
Holy jeez, please. That's insane work right there.
I can't believe you just did that.
That's what a period feels like on your stomach.
I don't think theirs are that intense.
They're acting like it's 12. There's no it's way they. Four.
You were 20.
20? I swear my forearm might be sore after that.
Oh, it's going to be. It was last time I did it. Big time. Dude, I can't go that high.
You gotta go to 20. What do you mean?
I can't.
What do you mean?
I couldn't believe you just did it. I'm only on 10 right now. I will spill this all over me. No doubt.
I don't care.
Ow! I'm on 12. How did you do that, man? Right. Okay, I gotta go one more time on 14. Is it going?
You got no stickers off. On.
They fell off. I was wondering. Ow, ow, ow.
Dude.
You're gonna shock yourself.
Why don't I feel it?
Oh,
huh. You're faking. How do you feel it when I put it on your
arm? I can't. Oh! I can't do it again. You're not turning it up, right?
Yeah. What a plus.
Dude, I can't do it. That was for. I don't know how you did it.
Oh my gosh. You only had it on 1, too. It was only A. You had to do A and B.
No. B is to do 2 at a time. You plug in another one.
Oh.
Dude, my forearm is sore as the Dickens.
I mean, I got water all over here, but...
I can try. Oh, my goodness.
You can't do it?
I don't think I can do it, dude. Okay, it's not on play, I don't think. Oh, it is. Oh, you don't feel it unless you put the pad on you.
Yeah.
Dude, that is brutal. I do not know how you did that.
I fall asleep a lot with my arms crossed, and both my arms are falling, like, heavily falling asleep by the time I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, all the nerve endings in my arms are just ruined.
They fall asleep all the time when you wake up?
I wake up and both my arms to my elbows are completely asleep.
You can hardly touch this thing anymore. Dude, that's crazy. You did that on 20.
I'm having a hard time on 2.
2 was nothing.
I know. For you. Okay. Well, the problem is it's like lost some of its stick.
I'm gonna get you the water.
Yeah, give me the water.
Mm-mm. Okay. Go to like 6. You don't seem to be like fighting me too much.
Shit.
You did pretty good.
Alright, I'm on 20. I almost, like, drop it every time. Son of a bitch. Dude.
Seemed like a false 20 to me.
Yeah, maybe 20 was easier than 2.
That seems odd. Because by 20, my fingers were trying to touch my elbow.
Do you want to put it on your abs? You want to do a period really?
No. Sure.
I'll let you control it.
Okay, fine.
They say on your low abs, like below your belly button. Dude, my forearm is definitely
same pulse.
So...
This I'm not gonna have the same.
My forearm is definitely gonna be sore tomorrow.
Structural integrity that I have with.
Damn. Yeah, like just like low. It's on there.
Yeah. Is this what it is?
What are you on?
I don't know, it's all blinking.
Let's see if you think. Is it vibing?
No.
On 2.
One stick, two stick. Yeah, I feel it in my thumbs. All right.
You're on 4. You know how? It feels like an ab workout.
I feel like we lost too much stick. There we go. Okay, I feel it.
Not enough stick, huh? What are you on right now?
7.
How's it feel?
Ow!
Is that 7?
11. Ow!
What is that on?
20. Yep.
Losers.
I'm rocking it at 20 right now, which has to be worse. Ow, dude. Jesus. Jeez.
Did you turn it off?
No, it's on 20 still.
Oh, no.
Hold those two in your thumbs.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was funny.
Yeah. I'm going to bring it to Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You already know what you're going to cook?
No. I might need to take, how many days until Christmas Eve? Like 5, 6?
Like 2. Tomorrow's Eve.
Yeah, I know.
So what time do you go to bed anyway?
About 11.
Okay. But you wake up at like 11.
Well, Saturdays is, that's such bullshit to, like, try, that's such bullshit.
What about today?
To try, like, I get to work before you every single morning.
Oh, I'm not talking about work.
Oh, but you said you wake up at 11, which people would think that's the vast majority of the week.
What'd you wake up at today?
Friday, I'm too work-oriented.
Whenever me and Dad need help from you on the weekends, it's always...
Because you always do it on Saturdays.
Yeah. What time do you sleep?
It's my one day I can sleep in without having, like... work behind it, you know? Yeah. Fridays, you're too worried about work. You woke up early, so you're going to go to sleep early because you were working. Saturdays are the only days you can sleep in without either working or worried about work. That's the one day I get to sleep in. You worry about like, work? Well, I'm always worried about work. I don't know about you.
Nah, that's what... That's
I do my job too well.
Such a good leader. I'm calm, cool, and collected.
Please, good leader.
That's right. Thank
Number
you.
One rule to being a good leader, show up 20 minutes to a meeting that you scheduled.
How late do you think I really have been to that meeting?
15 to 20 minutes.
That's such a bullshit.
No, that's such not a lie.
That's such bullshit. Oh my God. It's like 5 minutes.
And the more upkept you look, it's like, oh, okay, so Mr. What do you want to be, a hairdresser? You're too worried about your hair to get there on time?
Hairdresser?
Hairdresser.
Yeah, thanks for fixing it that time.
Dipshit.
Oh, I'm not the one who can't. Say things.
I'm not the one that can't show up to a meeting on time.
Yes, you just missed the last one. I was 15
minutes
early. No, we
didn't start the meeting.
Hey, are you?
I was there for the prayer.
Well, how far?
I was there for the prayer.
How far are we going to go back? I mean, if you go to the most recent one, I was the first one there. So why are we going to go? Why are we going to go back and talk about?
If you're going to show up to a meeting on out of spite for me,
I'm not going to bring up your past sins.
Oh, I'll bring up your past sins.
Yeah, don't even get me started on your past sins,
sinner.
Yeah, you.
Well, I know this family's in the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
I hope y'all are.
That's what they talk about when they're like, oh, we know the holidays are stressful. Because you got to deal with your bitch brother.
Yeah. I can concur.
So what did you think about Red Wan?
I thought it was shit. I didn't like that they made
Chris
Santa,
Evans,
like,
by the way.
Yoked.
Chris Evans. Honestly, when you were going through that whole debacle, I forgot his name, too.
Yeah, it was
just popped back up in my head.
I had all the Chris's in my head besides him. Chris Pine. I was thinking Chris Pine.
There is a Lord of the Rings animated movie out right now. It's like 150 years before Lord of the Rings.
Isn't it mad old?
No. That one just came out to HBO. I think we should watch it because I think it'd be interesting.
I like that.
There's one that came that takes place 150 years before Lord of the Rings stuff happens. It's brand new. It's
really?
In theaters right now. And it's kind of got like anime vibes.
Hell yeah, I love anime.
Yeah, something about the Rohirrim. Have you watched Arcane?
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
I watched the first season. By the time the second season came out, I forgot what the first season was about, and I didn't care enough to, like,
watch
the
first good, huh?
season again. People blow smoke up its ass.
What about isn't there something ninja on there? Blue Ninja?
Blue-Eyed Ninja?
Blue-Eyed Ninja.
I told you to watch that. It's sick.
It's good?
Yeah.
What's the one on
It's a female
Amazon.
Lead, and I usually hate those.
There's, like, a American anime on Amazon. Vox Machina? No, I think it's like Vox something. Have you seen it? It looks interesting.
I can't tell you by the name. Any of the like mech shit with like robots, I'd normally steer clear of.
If you win the, if you win the championship, that's two grand.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Give it to a homeless person on the video. Tell them to give Movie Night a shout out.
Damn.
Hey, man, I'll give you this $2,000 if you'll stream Movie Night on Apple Podcast.
Wow, Cody's team must have popped off or something.
Why, are you in trouble?
I'm out of, like, the... I'm not going to lose the whole thing, but I bet him, like, $50 I'd beat him.
And you lost?
Well, it's 2 weeks.
Oh, really? I don't think y'all's is 2 weeks of those.
Ours is, because I'm projected at like 240.
Well, I'm projected to beat Wad, and I'm certain I will do it.
You're projected to beat him by 8. You know what? Jalen Hurts got hurt.
Yeah, and I told everyone in the group message to pick up every spare quarterback they could find.
Justin Jefferson had 36 points.
JJ? Yeah. But all my James Cook cooked. Saquon Barkley cooked.
I will go get a quarterback for you.
Yeah.
There's not many good ones on the board.
No, I think he might go for like a Penix or something. And I'll
Have anyone, though?
No, he's got no spares on his...
No spares?
No spares.
Wow.
What an idiot. So I hope everybody goes.
That was one of his saving graces. Now, the rest of his team's pretty good, too, but your team popped off, except for Kyle Pitts. You might want to go get a different...
I got Cole Kmet on my...
Sometimes he sucks, though, too.
He got 8.9. That's good enough.
Something.
I've been winning without Pitts.
He had a touchdown and got 8.9,
Pitts
though.
Is a freaking loser.
Did you see what he did today?
No, I don't watch.
Oh, man. Let me show you this play if you really want to hate him. It's hilarious.
What should I look on, like, TikTok?
Kyle Pitts. It'll show it. It's brutal. This is it.
No! It's top flight. Fumbled it to an opposing player.
That was an interception.
Yeah, of course.
For Michael Penix on his game one.
What a loser. Yeah, that was his only interception. Yeah, his stats look pretty good besides that.
Yeah, we have hope again. And
what were we doing with freaking... I thought Penix was trash because of... We wouldn't let go of the old man.
We got Kirk before we got Penix. I think if we got Penix in the draft first, we probably wouldn't have gotten Captain Kirk. But we paid Captain Kirk. It says that, so we signed him to some deal where you can have him for like a fourth year option or something. But if we cut him before March, then we don't have to pay him a $10 million bonus. So it sounds like he's only going to be here for like three quarters of a year. And he has a guaranteed $100 million.
Hell yeah.
So he will make $100 million and only have started like 12 games.
Are we paying for that?
Yeah.
Taxpayer?
Nah.
Okay. Just for like...
Arthur Blank, Home Depot.
Yeah.
Hope they can keep up the good work. Except for, have you ever been to Lowe's? I've been going lately because it's closer in Fayetteville, and honestly...
You ever been to a Home Depot and you can't find what you want to find, and then you just leave?
Oh, no, because the app is so good.
I've never, like...
Oh,
that must be
app.
What Caesar has, then. Like,
says
Bay 3.
Bay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Caesar had that. I was like, where did you find this?
Lowe's has the same thing,
though. This lady, because I was looking around trying to set up some of my houses I'm about to build,
mm-hmm.
and I asked this lady if she had any permit boxes, and she said, no, there's no permit boxes in this store, and then I found, like, 15 of them in the landscape area, like, 5 minutes later.
In the landscape area.
Yeah, they keep them in the landscape area sometimes.
That's
also one of my
area.
Biggest qualms about Home Depot, because I go to... Maybe 2 to 3 Home Depots a day, depending on when I need a shit or if I need anything from these stores. I'm always pooping at a Publix or a Home
Check
Depot.
Out a Lowe's. Lowe's might be nicer. Last time I went there, I was like, I used to be loyal to the soil.
Yeah, I feel like it's...
But I always...
I feel like there's like a comparable between Home Depot and Lowe's, like Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
Yeah.
Like Home Depot
Home
is Coca-Cola.
Home Depot's from Atlanta.
Yeah, that's Coca-Cola for me.
I also like your joke about Home Depot that you said.
Yeah.
I say that all the time now.
Yeah.
Some people call it Home Depot. I just call it home.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I said that when I was like 15.
And it stuck.
Still, to this day, hilarious. Yeah. All right, well, you good? I think we did about an hour. We were bitching for... Hour and a half of it, at least you were.
I was trying to match your energy
right when
you
dialed it back.
Up.
I was done.
You opened up just... Blibby.
You opened the front door of my home bitching.
No, I came in
here
slamming
my refrigerator asking about juice.
What do you got to wear your Santa outfit for?
Jack Patterson has a Christmas party this Friday.
What time?
Why?
Just wondering. What time will this Christmas party be?
I don't know, like 7 p.m.
You gonna be able to be awake for that?
Is that what you were?
I'm just worried because you said after 7, no social activity.
You are
activity.
Such a massive bitch.
That's what you said.
That's not, that's personal life. That's not a job.
Jack Patterson's having a party?
Yeah.
At his house?
Yes.
Well, I was about to make a joke, but I was going to make a joke that, you know, you probably need to go blackface or something because they don't, you know, their Santa's black, unlike yours.
You think their Santa's black?
But he's married to Meredith. He probably she probably has a white Santa.
Yeah,
so you probably need to go Mexican Santa.
I think everyone around across the board probably picks white Santa.
You should go to Home Depot. They got one of each, right?
There's
the front.
This like Buddy the Elf sculpture at the Noonan Home Depot.
Looks perfect.
It is haunting.
Yeah.
It looks like a skinwalker or something. Like somebody like took the skin of Buddy the Elf and then put it over their own face. It's the most scary thing I've ever seen.
Is that what a skinwalker is?
Skinwalker is something like that. Like what people who believe in skinwalkers would be like, oh, I lost my kid in the woods for 3 days, and then he came back and he looked freaking nuts.
Skinwalker. And so that means the kid doesn't exist anymore?
Maybe. Or it's just like some scared parents. Could you imagine a kid just went through 3 days of trauma?
Yeah,
and his eyes were super wide, and then
he probably just hasn't slept.
His parents called skinwalker on him.
What's wrong with you? It's a skinwalker.
What's wrong with this kid? He acts like he's never been home before. No, he's been lost in the woods for 3 days. I don't believe in skinwalkers, but I do pee outside
quite a bit.
Which is if it's dark outside, I pee outside the majority of the time.
Yeah.
I got some tall bushes, but I'll hear some, like, rustling around the woods, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, the bushes in front of your house are huge.
Yeah, it's because I pee in them all the time.
Yeah. Kind of like that aloe Hudson fixed for you.
Yo, man, that pissed me off so freaking bad. I'm really good at aloe, and then one time Hudson was like, oh, yeah, by the way.
Pissed in that one.
He was like, yeah, I've been peeing a little bit in that aloe from time to time. And I was like, why in the hell would you do that? And why does it look better than the aloe, like, right across the way?
Might have piss in it.
Yeah.
When will they be pouring concrete at your house?
I have them reinspecting it for a engineer letter tomorrow. And then maybe I get it reinspected by the county.
Probably not until, like, next
26?
Week.
26? Shit.
Maybe.
So tomorrow's the 23rd. Tuesday.
So you want to be able to call
24th.
It in for 24th?
Well, they screwed me because they were supposed to be out there Friday, so I should have been calling in for reinspections Monday.
Ah.
So they screwed me, but whatever. Ah, we'll get it done.
Ah.
Alrighty. Merry Christmas. You want to say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.